and welcome to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, September 11th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we're very pleased to have the West Georgia Regional Library System in the studio with us today. We're going to be chatting about some upcoming events, upcoming campaigns, fun things that you and the entire family can look forward to in September and forward with the West Georgia Regional Library System. We're very, very pleased to have Kaylee Dalmar, the Marketing and Outreach Manager with the WGRLS, as well as Justin Nobles. He is the Head of Patron Experience for the West Georgia Regional Library System. And this morning's program is being live streamed on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to throw those in the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to them. So let's jump right into it. If we could, let's get a little bit of a backstory on each of you. Tell us a bit about yourself, and we'll start with Kaylee.
So I'm the Marketing and Outreach Manager. I essentially run the region's social media presence. I do the marketing, create graphics, stuff like that for the region. And I also provide support for our library branches with their marketing.
Excellent, excellent. So are you from here originally?
Originally, I'm from Menlo, Georgia, which is like Northwest. And then I moved down here for college, and I ended up just staying around.
Right on. It's a lot of people's stories. I'm North Georgia myself, but I'm Northeast Georgia. I'm Calhoun. I'm over on the other side. Yeah. You're over near like Dahlonega and stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dig it. Cool, cool. All right. Well, Justin, tell us a bit about you and a bit about your position.
Yeah. My name is Justin Nobles, the Head of Patron Experience for the West Georgia Regional Library System. I have been in that role for about a year and a half. Prior to that role, I worked in the IT department and doing some of our collection development type responsibilities. My wife is a teacher in Paulding County. I've got two kids in the Paulding County School, so that's where I live. Of course, Paulding County is a part of our library system, which makes it all the more better that I can live in the system in which I work.
So. Sounds like a much more fun position than the IT.
Yeah, I mean, I get to do a lot of community engagement. As you know, you and I see each other out and about all the time, working with chambers, working with various organizations in the community, speaking about the libraries. So I appreciate you having us on the show today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Could you tell us a bit about the, you mentioned that Paulding County is included in the West Georgia Regional Library System. Can you sort of take us through, to kind of tell us about this organization as well as all the different counties involved?
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot. We serve five counties. We have 19 libraries and one bookmobile in Carroll, Douglas, Paulding, Harrelson, and Heard counties. And so while there's a lot of different funding agencies involved, they're all part of the West Georgia Regional Library System, and all of the around 500,000 people that live in that service area have access to our to be able to get a library card through our system.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, library card, that segues beautifully into my next question. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. So could we speak a bit about that?
Yeah. So Library Card Sign-Up Month is a campaign started by the American Library Association in like 1987, I believe. And it's just essentially a time to celebrate all the different things that a library card offers. It's a time to encourage people to sign up for a library card if they don't already have one. And a lot of times library systems will do something a little extra during this time just to give that extra push for library cards. This year, we have a couple different things that we are doing. We have, for the past couple years, been doing a coffee sleeve campaign where we partner with some of the local businesses in our region. We give them coffee sleeves with our brand on them, and whenever people visit those businesses, they get a discount. This year, we are partnering with Gallery Row in Carrollton, Bowden Coffee Roasters, Kumba Coffee in Douglasville, Farmer's Table in Douglasville, the Double Scoop down in Franklin, and Treasury Coffee in Bremen. And it's been a really great partnership. We've been able to grow it from year to year. And it helps, you know, spread the word about the library in a different way. We are also partnering with a couple breweries in town as well. We are partnering with Printer's Ale and Local Ties here in Carrollton. And they have like a library-themed drink that they're offering during this month.
Sure.
And in addition to the coffee sleeve thing, we are also doing a library crawl. It is West Georgia Regional Library System's 80th anniversary. So we are doing something a little extra this year to help like celebrate our region being here for 80 years. We are encouraging people to travel around the region and participate in the library crawl. And when they visit five libraries, they get a prize. And then they visit all 19, they get a bigger prize. So it's just something a little extra that we're doing to try to get people to like realize like how big our region is and all the different things that we offer.
I'm going to get them to tell me off air what those prizes are, but I'm not going to tell you. You got to show up to the libraries if you want to know. So it's going to be a packed month. A lot of fun things coming up. As far as library card signups, what's the process like to sign up for a library card?
It's pretty simple. All you have to do is you can either go in person or online and fill out the application. You just have to be either a resident or work in Georgia to be able to get a card. And when you get a Pines Library card, that's good for pretty much anywhere in the state. There's a couple areas in Georgia that aren't in the Pines system. So like Atlanta, Columbus area, they're like their own thing. But for the majority of the state, your library card can get you access to any library.
Yeah, it's awesome. About 300 libraries that are a part of the Pine system. So if with your card, you can be down in Savannah, check out an audiobook, and return it in the North Georgia Mountains.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but is Pines an acronym for something?
It is. it is the Public Information Network for Accessibility. I should know this. You did, and I write it out all the time. Yes, there is an acronym for it, and I'll have it for you when we get back from the break.
Love it. Well, it's a great name.
For Electronic Services, I believe. Public Information Network for Electronic Services.
All right.
It took me a bit to,
beautiful.
To get it.
Beautiful. Excellent. Well, as long as it's not honoring the Pines that leave all the sap on my car in the morning, that would be cool.
Nope.
If you could, Justin, while we're chatting with you, could you kind of give folks an idea of what all is included with this library card? Because my wife is such a fan of the West Georgia Regional Library System, and especially I believe it's the where you can
Libby,
where you can get the audiobooks.
Yeah, you can get, I mean, so one of the things that I do for the system is I go out and I talk to different agencies and I talk to chambers of commerces, and I sort of title my speech "Libraries Are More Than Just Books," because we are. I mean, obviously books and literature, that's our bread and butter. But with your library card, you have access to so much more. You can get DVDs, audiobooks, streaming movies, streaming television, streaming audiobooks. You mentioned the Libby app. We have an app called Hoopla, which does the same thing. You can sort of get on-demand audiobooks, comic books. We have access to park passes. So I think last time we were on, you were really interested in the park passes.
That's
wild. But the park passes, we've got Zoo Atlanta. We've got the Atlanta History. Well, I say the Atlanta History Center. They're kind of revamping what they're doing. But we've got the Michael C. Carlos Museum. I mean, so if you go to our webpage and in the services drop down, go down to passes, you'll see what we have. And it's local things, too. We have the Southeastern Textile and Quilt Museum here in Carrollton, the Villa Rica Gold Park. There's a museum out there for the train. And while your pass doesn't get you on the train, it gets you discounts, but it does get you in the museum. And then our most recent one is Carroll County Parks. You can check out a park pass now to get you access into the Carroll County Parks. And while you're at the John Tanner Park, you can see our new story stroll, which I'd be more than happy to go into more detail about. If you want me to now, I can.
I would love to.
I don't know how much time we have. So
this is cool.
Yeah.
No, I'm hooked in. Let's...
So we partnered with Carroll County and their Parks and Recreation Department. And so what a story stroll is it's a book that's printed out either inside of an acrylic box or something like that. But we actually, through the partnership with Carroll County, they've got a department that can print full color signs. And so like the road sign material that you see on the side of the road, we have a book and it's Dr. Bobby Gaines's Blossom Possum Learns to Save, which I know you had Dr. Gaines on before.
Absolutely.
And he's a character and he's awesome to work with. But he graciously agreed to give us the rights to be able to put these up. And our first story stroll is around the beach there at John Tanner Park. And essentially, while you're exercising your body by walking around, you can also exercise your mind. The kids can exercise their mind by reading the book. And so each 150 feet or so, there's a new page of the book. And, there's some kind of fun things about the book where you try to find, the little piggy bank on each page, and kids are trying to do that. So it's just an awesome thing to provide the community. So if you want to go see that, get your local park pass and and go see it.
That is so
cool. It's really cool. That's our newest.
Heads up to kids. If you actually see a possum walking around, that's not part of the installation.
That's not part of the book.
Don't pick the possum up. It'll hiss at you. Don't pick the possum up. Now, and I, before we take our first break, I did want to ask one more time, just for my sake and for the sake of everyone at home. Mm-hmm. These park passes, what does it cost to check out the park pass and go check out these places?
It's absolutely free.
Yeah, that's the great thing about libraries is that all of our services are free.
Yeah.
Out of sight.
Yeah.
We're talking with the West Georgia Regional Library System, Kaylee Dalamar, Marketing and Outreach Manager, as well as Justin Nobles, Head of Patron Experience. And we're chatting about upcoming events, campaigns, and a lot more fun things to look forward to at the West Georgia Regional Library System. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. The Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, September 11th. We are live streaming this morning's program with the West Georgia Regional Library System on our WLBB Facebook page. Thank you to those tuned in currently. If you have any questions or comments, requests, anything like that, feel free to throw them into the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to our guest, Kaylee Dahlmeyer, Marketing and Outreach Manager. I'm saying her name wrong in the last break, and I don't know how I do that. As well as Justin Nobles. He is the Head of Patron Experience, and Kaylee is the Marketing and Outreach Manager with the West Georgia Regional Library System. If you're just tuning in, you might want to go back and check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded to this station's website, as well as creditcommunications.com, or check out that live stream, rewind it, go back and watch the beginning as we chatted a bit about the West Georgia Regional Library System in general, as well as gave some information about the library card sign up, which I'm sure we will be touching back on at some point throughout this conversation. So, September is library card sign up month. Kaylee, you mentioned earlier a coffee sleeve campaign. Mm-hmm. So, if we could, for the folks at home, remind everyone what that is and how they can participate.
Yeah. So, like I was saying earlier, it is a campaign that we've been doing for the past couple years. We partner with some of the local businesses in our region and provide them with branded coffee sleeves with the library's brand. And on the back of the coffee sleeve is a QR code to our website so people can check out our services. And it's just a different way to reach people in our community. We are partnering with Gallery Row here in Carrollton, Bowden Coffee Roasters, Kumba Coffee in Douglasville, Farmer's Table in Douglasville, Treasury Coffee in Bremen, and the Double Scoop Down in Franklin. And we've partnered with them the past several years that we've done this. And then we are also partnering with some local breweries, Printer's Ale and Local Ties in Carrollton. And it's just a really great way to connect and support local businesses in our area while also working together to spread the word about the library and let people know all the different things that we offer.
Cool. So how do folks participate?
They just go to the coffee shops, and when they show their library card, they can get a discount on their coffee.
That's awesome. Yeah. What kind of discount?
10%.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. And Local Ties was generous enough to offer to donate 10% to us rather than offer discount. So so that was a really great thing for them to offer.
Shout out to Local Ties.
But the nice thing is, even if they don't have a library card, when they buy a warm beverage, the coffee sleeve is on it.
Yeah.
So it's just a great way for cross promotion of what we have.
West Georgia Regional Library System is really good at that. I mean, y'all are partnering with everybody. We're trying.
You know, I mean, libraries are real vital to their communities, and we're really trying to take a foothold in that. And, you know, obviously libraries are not for everyone, and libraries try to do things for everyone. But, you know, we try to really find good strategic partners in the community. And we have five counties to serve, so it's a big community.
Absolutely. And just a reminder to folks at home, something we did cover last time. You know, a lot of folks, you know, in the 90s, when I was growing up, you know, you get a library card. At most, you know, you can, you know, keep renting the Stephen King book that's too big to finish. So you just keep renting that. And maybe you could, you know, have access to one of the viewing rooms where you could put on headphones and watch a movie. But those days are gone. I mean, with the West Georgia Regional Library System and your library card, I mean, as we were talking last break, you can rent DVDs. You can get access to streaming of television and film, two different audiobook apps, which are very popular.
Well, two for adults. We also have e-reads for kids, which are, I don't know the size of the collection. It's a substantial collection for kids e-books. Mm-hmm. And so that in and of itself is another thing that you can get with your library card.
And now we're talking about discounts, local businesses. So yeah. I think you're a sucker if you don't get your library card, because there's a lot of cool things that are right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And another thing about the eRead Kids, it's on the Boundless app, and it is really great for kids who are struggling readers, because there's a feature that reads it along with you if you do the ebook. And then the audiobook, they have a collection of audiobooks in there as well, so it's just a great way to help kids who might be struggling with reading.
Yeah, and if your folks can't remember what those are, our website, wgrls.org, everything's on there. You know, all the digital stuff is under the digital drop down. The park passes are under the services drop down. So there's a lot of really cool stuff that you can check out on there.
Super cool. I mean, and easy to remember, wgrls.org. Yeah. So we've covered the Coffee Sleeve campaign, a great opportunity to get some discounts at these very kind local coffee shops, Gallery Roast, chai lattes, out of sight.
Yeah, it is.
And I just recently checked out, I haven't been to the one in Franklin, but I did check out Treasury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're very cool too. I like the big bank vault they
got. I love the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an old bank. It's really cool. How cool is that? Yeah. Treasury.
It's like right down the road from the library. It's like two buildings down. So it's like the perfect location.
Yes, because the library over there has that big, like, sort of like metal, metal wall thing installation. Mm-hmm. Super cool. Yep. Super cool. So, this month, it signifies the 80th anniversary of the regional library system. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this library crawl.
Yeah. So, whenever I realized this was our region's 80th anniversary, I wanted to think of something different to do to celebrate it. And I saw that in like Washington, D.C., earlier this year, their bookstores had a bookstore crawl. And I was like, that'd be so great to do with a library. And especially with our region, since we have 19 branches plus our bookmobile, it'd be a great way to encourage people to travel around and see each of our libraries and see how unique they are and the different things that they offer in their own way. And also just our region as a whole, like what we offer. And so I developed the library crawl to encourage people to travel around and see like how vast our region is. And it seems to be going pretty well. We've heard some great feedback from our libraries of people coming down to their library that aren't from the area. Like they might be from Paulding County and they're coming down to Heard.
Yeah, there's some real competitive people that really want that prize for visiting all of them.
Mm-hmm. That's why.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So if you go see all of them, you have access to there's a possibility that you can get this prize.
Yeah.
And are there tiers of prizes based on how many you go to, or is it?
So if you visit five of our libraries, so that's like about a third, you get a small like prize. And then if you visit all 19, then you get like the big prize. And our bookmobile is also offering a special prize exclusively for the bookmobile. So if you're able to track down the bookmobile, you'll get a prize just for finding it.
Yeah. And make sure you get the library crawl sort of paper, if you will, because you have to stop at a very specific library on that fifth library to get the prize. Mm-hmm. And so the paperwork has all that, and our website has all that too.
Awesome. So is the prize that I could drive the bookmobile? Is that the prize? I'd love to do donuts in that thing. But
I would say my director would say no, because you're not on our insurance policy. So probably
that's fair.
Not.
That's fair. Time is 8:50. We're going to go and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Kaylee Dahlmeyer and Justin Nobles from the West Georgia Regional Library System as we chat about upcoming events, campaigns, and other fun things with the West Georgia Regional Library System. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, September 11th, and we have been having a conversation with the West Georgia Regional Library System this morning. Kaylee Dahlmeyer, Marketing and Outreach Manager, as well as Justin Nobles, Head of Patron Experience. Again, a reminder that this show has been and will forever be live streamed on our WLBB Facebook page, so you can always go back and check that out. If you have any last minute questions or comments, feel free to throw those in. And also the podcast of this episode will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. So feel free to spread the word, share the podcast, share the live stream on your social media. Let folks know about the exciting things that are going on at the West Georgia Regional Library System. So we've covered a lot of things that the library system offers, a lot of fun things. Takes too long to even go through it because there's so many things. access to parks, access to audiobooks, to DVDs, to live stream content, and of course, so many books. But it seems that you guys are also working on some financial literacy courses.
We are. Yeah, well, absolutely. Financial literacy and entrepreneurial. So we received two grants, one from the Community Foundation of West Georgia. So we're very thankful to them to be able to provide entrepreneurial programming and information on our website. And then we have a grant through the FINRA Foundation, which is the Financial Regulatory Authority. So the kind of the group that oversees banks. They gave us a grant to use the bookmobile and our outreach services in order to provide financial literacy courses. So we've hired someone to be the role of, it's a really long title, but it's the Entrepreneurial and Financial Literacy Programs Coordinator. So it's very specific. Ms. Beth Cartier, who's actively working like right now, putting together programming for adults, children, teens on financial literacy. So we've talked to a lot of all of our managers, and there's a big need for things like financial literacy related to scams online. Financial literacy for teens, which I know school systems are now teaching. But so being able to offer those programs on top of all of the other things that our libraries do, like story times and computer classes and stuff like that.
Excellent. So keep an eye on WGRLS.org for that information.
Yeah.
And Passport to Pines. Mm-hmm. We touched on it a bit earlier in the program. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a bit about that.
Yeah. So Passport to Pines is something that the Georgia Public Library Services is offering. Georgia Public Library Services, or GPLS, is our state organization. So they sort of are over Pines, which is our cataloging system. They're over the statewide partnerships and things like that. And they created the Passport to Pines as a way to sort of showcase all the different things that you can utilize your library card for besides books. So when you go to the library, you can pick up a passport and it just has like different things that you can stamp. It has things for like checkout and experience pass to like the state parks and things like that. There's learn another language on Mingle Languages, which is our free language learning app, and just different things like that. And it's just a different way to sort of showcase all the different services that we provide and get people to like really engage with them.
And now I'm learning that you can learn another language.
Yes.
You can. Yeah, Mango Languages.
Check that out. I could rent like a German expressionist film that's all in German. Then meanwhile, like work on learning German and then go back and watch
it. It's a really cool app. And they made it like where you can almost turn it into an audiobook and listen to it. It's conversational. So absolutely. It's, you know, it'll say something, you say something back, and you can just kind of go. So you learn through conversation with the app.
And they also recently added American Sign Language to it. So you can also learn American Sign Language on it, which is really cool.
Which I don't think you can do that in your car on the audiobook. But
probably not.
It's really cool.
That's awesome. Well, we only have about 4 minutes left. Okay. So in that time, perhaps leave our audiences with some information that you want to make sure that you hit with them. If that means recapping anything we've talked about, or perhaps just reminding them everything that's available, or as much as we can, through the West Georgia Regional Library System, and of course, how they can get all that information.
I think, you know, we talked a lot about how libraries are more than just books, but I think it'd be really cool to share that for this past fiscal year, so 2024 fiscal year, we had over 1 million, I think it was like 1,200,000 something or other items circulate. So that's a significant increase. I believe in 2021, we had around 900,000 items circulate. So that's a significant increase. Yeah. So even though libraries are more than just books, books are still very much at the heart of what we do. And there's still very much a want and a need for books. And I just love to see that growth and continuing to build.
It's great.
Yeah. And again, you know, I mentioned that at the beginning that libraries are more than just books, but books are our bread and butter. Literacy are our bread and butter. One of the things we haven't really talked about is a program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. Want to make sure I got that right. Where we try to have or promote that children read 1,000 books before they enter kindergarten, because all of the studies show that if they do that, it sets them up on a much better path. And we have, if literacy is something that's important to people and they have the ability to give, we're looking for sponsors for that program. It can get expensive to put hands in the books of children as a part of that. And again, if you go to our website at wgrls.org, one of the drop downs under services will be 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, and there's a donation form. And I definitely wanted to make sure we hit that because we had not talked about that.
Right.
And we also work with a lot of local businesses with that. We recently had Underground Books and Hortons Books donate to that program. So with 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, we have where they get a starter pack where it has literacy information, how to get started on the program. And whenever they reach the 500 goal, where they've, like, their families have read 500 books to them, they get a kit of like 5 books that are geared towards that age group and more literacy activities to practice. And then at the 1,000 mark, they get more books in their kit to keep and take home with them.
Yeah.
And so it's a really great program.
And anybody that donates at certain levels of that program, you know, they get included on our website, but they definitely get their name on the book in some sort of way. So it's just a really good cross promotion, I think, across the board.
Absolutely. Great opportunity for local businesses and organizations to partner with a system that clearly is doing a lot for the West Georgia area and all the counties involved. All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but where can folks learn more and are in social media, website, anything like that?
Mm-hmm. West Georgia Regional Library System. You should be able to find us online that way. And then our website is wgrls.org.
Awesome. Well, Kaylee, Justin, thank you both for what you do. And thank you both for joining us this morning on the program.
Thanks,
Josh. Thank you for having us.
And to everyone tuning in at home, we'll see you next time.